day and night come and go unceasingly without considering whether we utilize them properly or not. They never wait for something good. Not only day and night, but our breathing too is an ongoing process. In fact, constantly changing nature is the product of the cause of its existence, breath. And this dynamic process of change that we see right across the spectrum of reality is the product of the very cause of creation. The structure of our body or body particles is also always changing, but essentially, we sentient beings are all the same, having the same mind and the same desires. We want more happiness and want to overcome suffering. There is no difference between a human being and animals or insects as far as desire for happiness and desire to overcome suffering are concerned. However, the difference is that because of human intelligence and human memory, we can examine the process of suffering from a wider perspective. Philosophy or religion came into existence on that basis. Because we have a body and mind, we experience pain and pleasure. Pain and pleasure are also largely dependent on our mental attitude. On close examination, we notice that physical pain and pleasure can be subdued by the mental condition. Even though the physical state might involve hardship, difficult circumstances, or even pain, if our mental state is calm, or if we have a proper understanding or the right views, the physical difficulty can be useful. In such cases, although we feel pain, our mental attitude may make us feel happy or quite comfortable. Thus, it is possible to overcome suffering and pain with the power of the right mind and attitude. On the other hand, if the mental state is in pain, then physical discomfort cannot be subdued. Therefore, the mental state is superior. Everybody can train the mind. The transformation of mind can change one's attitude and broaden one's views or perspective. There are two levels of spirituality. One is spirituality without religious faith, the other with religious faith. I feel that the first category is very important because most people, even though they are born into one religion or another, do not pay heed to religious belief in their daily life. People are concerned more about money or material comfort. In that sense, the majority of people in the world today are non-believers.